Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth during one of the greatest seasons of the year. And today, a very special commemoration, we are told today, was designated, at least by people who sent messages on TikTok, was designated as National School Shooting Day. What's so bizarre about this is people are panicked. There are far fewer people in schools right here in Washington State than elsewhere. At the Edmonds School District, most of the students have stayed home. They were warned specifically by a somebody within the district of a school shooting that was supposed to be scheduled for Wednesday. It didn't happen, but today the schools and the hallways are empty. There's even one class where only one student showed up. And this is a very disturbing story, and it's not just local here. It's national. It's all across the country. The headline in the Daily Beast is that the TikTok shooting challenge, seen as not credible, schools up security anyway. And what they keep saying is these threats aren't credible, but there are enough of them, and they are all over the place, that so far we have been told that there are teenagers who are being arrested all over the country, which is, it seems to me, proper and totally necessary. The idea of joking about something like this, the difficulty is you don't know, though most of them obviously are spoofs or jokes or somebody's warped sick sense of humor, but you don't know which one could be real. And you stretch school resources, you stretch law enforcement resources, especially with our somewhat depleted police departments. And how much does it take for this to create absolute panic if there is any actual incident like this today? 1-800-955-1776. It's one of those things that the one thing that is most necessary is consequences. And let me just give you a sense of this. I mean, part of what they talk about is a TikTok challenge. This has already led to all kinds of cases of school vandalism and violence all across the country. Now, mostly it's been violence against property. It's been this whole crazy thing that we covered on the air before of people being provoked by social media challenges to take out soap dispensers and to cause havoc in bathrooms in schools or to hallways or to classrooms, but not so far to people. But the entire situation that we have right here is, it's alarming. And there's no easy answer other than basically making sure that people do understand that this will not be taken lightly. And the idea of TikTok doing something about it, they have a statement that they released yesterday. They say, we handle even rumored threats with utmost seriousness, which is why we're working with law enforcement to look into warnings about potential violence at schools, even though we have not found evidence of such threats organizing or spreading via TikTok. Is there no way to basically block this kind of material? If somebody wants to put it up on TikTok, because you're talking about short videos that are put up there, and these are used to encourage people to kill other people. It's report in the Daily Beast. It says schools across the U.S. are upping security after a TikTok challenge promising a wave of school shootings despite authorities deeming the threats not credible. The online date dubs December 17th. That would be today. Dubs December 17th as American School Shooting Day. Other details are murky, and how many students ever plan to participate is unclear. But many schools are on high alert. A Houston district ordered all students to leave their backpacks at home today. Panicking parents are flooding their kids' schools with calls. One Florida district tweeted, "Many of our schools are being inundated with parent calls this morning asking about these latest threats and their validity." Multiple school districts have increased the number of police officers on their campuses. By contrast, Baltimore County Schools tweeted, "Law enforcement agencies have investigated this threat and determined that it originated in Arizona and is not credible." This whole idea of just saying it's not credible, doesn't that create sort of a "I dare you" kind of aspect to all of this? Look, people talk about freedom of speech. What is the answer to freedom of speech being unlimited? It is based on the that Oliver Wendell Holmes decision, which nobody has the right to yell fire in a crowded theater. This is yelling fire in the crowded theater of American education, especially with the level of increasing school violence, and not just by shooters. People shoot people at random for some kind of sick sport, but also the kids just fighting with one another on a greater basis. Now, the notification that they are arresting young people, I think it's important, and I think most parents would support this, that no matter how young, that there should be very serious consequences for any young person who is involved in this kind of activity. We have very strong laws in most states against making terroristic threats. These are terroristic threats. It's horrible. It's evil. It's completely wrong. 1-800-955-1776. In Edmonds, Washington, which is a nice suburban community north of Seattle, as people outside the area might not know, but the Edmonds School District Superintendent, whose name is Gustavo Balderas, issued a statement yesterday acknowledging a troubling post that was shared nationally on the social media platform TikTok. "While the district does not believe the threat to be credible, the district is closely monitoring the situation and taking it seriously. The Tacoma School District announced yesterday that all their schools will be operating at a state of lockdown today as a result of the TikTok threat." The school district chair over in Edmonds says in his statement, "This situation serves as a good example of why it is important to avoid sharing posts online that refer to school safety threats. Even if they are not credible threats, they can cause a great deal of stress and anxiety for our students, families, and staff. We ask our families to monitor their children's social media activity and to speak with them about proper behavior online. If you or your child become aware of any real threat posted to social media or anywhere else, please call 911 right away. As always, thank you for your partnership," etc., etc., etc. The idea of a free-flowing and free exchange of ideas, threats on the Internet are something else. And there should be no freedom and no leeway to make these kind of threats that could actually cost lives. If you talk about diverting resources to this nonsense from other forms of protection during a surge in murder anyway, this is a very serious moment meant to spoil the entire holiday season. Let us hope that does not happen. We'll also be talking about President Biden in one of his more embarrassing speeches so far. He delivered it this morning. We will get to that We will also talk a little bit about why Hispanics have become swing voters, which is good news for Republicans, and a touching story from Kentucky that has moved America's heart. We'll get to that and more on the Michael Medved Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Aside from the disturbing news about this TikTok panic, which is appropriate, I mean, certainly appropriate to take it seriously and to do something to prevent a repeat, But there is also some incredibly good news that we're going to be getting to a little bit later. It's good news about a new project from NASA that is going to be taking place 5 days from now, sending out a space telescope to try to pick up some of the oldest light that exists. In other words, light that would be several billion years old, theoretically at least, from shortly after the Big Bang, the initial beginnings of the universe that scientists now measure. We'll be talking about that with Dr. Steve Meyer of Discovery Institute, and it is fascinating stuff coming up on the Michael Medved Show. Very appropriate for a holiday season where both the Christian holiday that is coming up and the Jewish holiday, Hanukkah, that passed, are light-centered, all about light, coming up on the Medved Show. Okay, a 13-year-old in Frederick County, Maryland, admitted to creating a fake Instagram account and making false threats against a middle school this week. That's from the Frederick Sheriff's Office. The teenage boy, you know, they don't even have to tell you it's a boy. I mean, they may find in thousands of boys who do this crap, they may find a girl or a tomboy, if you want. But for people who think there's no fundamental difference that defines genders, I mean, think about this. You're reading down all these cases now as they're piling up the arrests. No girls. Nope. Now, it doesn't mean girls don't have other kinds of misbehavior in which they engage, but it usually isn't going to kill people. Not usually. This stuff can, and it's all about that. The teen boy confessed to making the threats against Ballinger Creek Middle School in Frederick, authorities said. They did not specify what was said in the threats. The incident comes amid a rash of threats against other schools. Overall, the authorities have said these threats are not credible. Okay, aside from being evil and destructive and hateful, this is so stupid. What do you think? You put something on the internet, nobody's going to see it or note it or be able to track it to you? And obviously I have to get better at that and make the consequences fairly immediate. Here's one. 14-year-old boy suspected of making a series of threats to commit violence at a middle school in Corona, California. He's been arrested. As schools across the country are on high alert over alleged threats of school shootings and bombings on TikTok, citing December 17th as the planned date of these attacks. Winter Springs, Florida, a 13-year-old boy. You know, they're 13 or 14. That's just early puberty time. And again, just imagine if they find that some of these kids were actually planning something. Winter Springs, Florida, 13-year-old boy arrested for creating a social media account that referenced a school shooting. And Flagler County deputies said they received a report from a student at Indian Trails Middle School, in Winter Springs. They said the girl who received it was female, received a friend request from an Instagram account with the username Items School Shooting. Other students received a request as well. A 13-year-old Connecticut boy arrested in connection with a threat stemming from a TikTok challenge that went viral this week. Students in Ohio have been arrested for allegedly making statements. Can you imagine what this is going to look like, how many of these there will be by the end of the day today? This is the news about schools across Western Washington. This is 15, clip 15.
School districts across the U.S. are scrambling to deal with a social media post that is threatening acts of violence in schools. The alleged threat is circulating on TikTok right now. It's getting the attention of school officials and law enforcement.
Linwood police say a 15-year-old boy who goes to Meadowdale High School brought a pistol and ammunition to school and showed it to students. One of those students reported it to parents, who then called police. It's just the latest of four other arrests of teens this month for threats or false reporting. The incident comes as schools statewide face threats regularly, many of them bogus and posted on social media, including one on TikTok that warns of shootings and bombings in schools nationwide on Friday. Seattle Public Schools says there is no evidence of a specific threat to SPS schools, but they are tracking the situation. The King County Sheriff also releasing a statement saying they will remain vigilant and hold those accountable who want to harm or disrupt schools.
Okay, holding accountable is, again, crucial. And the idea that I can't get away from, there's still children, and I think an adult or two, who are recovering from their wounds from that Oxford High School in Oakland County, Michigan, that school shooting, in which the parents have also been charged because of their dereliction. We can't be derelict as a society to actually take care of all of this and try to counteract it. And this is an area where national leadership and maybe bipartisan leadership could be very important. And maybe some bipartisan leadership on efforts on crime. Because there is no question at all that one of the things that has been a factor here has been the negativity toward police. In fact, there's a story about Burlington, Vermont. And Burlington, Vermont is significant because it's long been one of the most liberal cities in America. It's by far the largest city in Vermont. It's 44,000 people. Bernie Sanders was a longtime mayor of Burlington, Vermont. Howard Dean was, if you remember, Howard, the howling one. He was a mayor of Burlington, Vermont before he was governor of Vermont. And Vermont's a beautiful state. And it's not that urbanized. And they defunded their schools, of course, because that was a Bernie Sanders-like thing to do. And it had a really surprising impact. What was the impact of defunding police? We will get to that coming up, an amazing story reported by NBC, coming up on the MedVet Show.
Entertain your brain.
Your show is very entertaining.
Every day on the Michael Medved Show.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news! High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The former Minneapolis police officer charged with manslaughter is reliving the moments she shot and killed Dante Wright during a traffic stop.
I remember yelling, "Taser, taser, taser," and nothing happened. And then he told me I shot him.
Kim Potter claims she meant to use her taser on Dante Wright during a traffic stop earlier this year, but accidentally grabbed her gun and shot him instead. Potter adding the traffic stop quickly escalated when police tried to arrest Wright for an outstanding warrant. The National Weather Service expects a calmer weekend after a rash of severe December storms and deadly tornadoes. Parts of the southern plains could face strong gusty winds later today and into the evening, but forecasters don't see a big likelihood. USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Medved show, talking about the national reaction that it seems to be fairly concentrated and serious about the threats that have emerged on social media. And yes, social media themselves can do more to try to prevent this. I mean, again, they can design the kind of filtering system that would block people from putting up something that goes along with terrorist threats. And other than that, we were also just talking during the break here, which is always important, it seems to me, because you talk about various ideas. And the point is, okay, there are all these 13 and 14-year-old boys, and they're all boys, who are being arrested right now. What's going to happen to them? I mean, our jails are kind of full, though they've let out far more criminals than they should. And do you necessarily want to put a 13-year-old in prison for something like this? I'll tell you what you should do. And it should be spelled out very clearly and presented to students all over the country. There should be certain consequences that you get if you're below the age of 18. And you're engaged in this kind of activity. Number one, you should absolutely lose, probably for life, the ability to purchase a gun or to own a gun. And again, think about it. Yeah, now I don't think you could stop them from the cell phone. A cell phone would mean more to young kids, an iPhone. But that might be tough to make work. But the idea of a license as a gun owner, as stopping that would be appropriate. The other thing that should get a lot of kids' attention is that of major universities, universities people recognize, universities with good football teams, and big universities, big-name universities, made it very clear that if someone has been found guilty of making a terrorist threat, then that individual will not be considered for admission. Because why would you want it? And the idea that for some of these people who are making these threats, it may not be the first time. And I don't know, is it too much to say that people in this regard should, for instance, maybe not have a license to drive a car? Yeah. Or you're sentenced to actually, picking up, this is Jeremy's idea, picking up litter at the high school. And maybe the neighborhood surrounding the high school. Or the junior high school. A lot of these kids are middle school kids. This is astonishing and horrible. I'll tell you what else is horrible is the proof that a lot of what is happening with the crime surge in America is related to policies and politics. And this is a report not from a conservative group at all, from NBC News, which very much leans to the left generally. They have this report out of Burlington, Vermont, about their experiment, their bold experiment at defunding the police and replacing police expenditures with more money for social work. This is NBC News. Listen, clip 7.
Burlington, Vermont, roll call looks a little different than it used to.
I know it was a long night.
Often just 5 officers are on shifts for a city of more than 44,000 after Burlington's leaders cut the police force by nearly 30%, essentially imposing a hiring freeze.
We had huge numbers of people making real demands about changing policing, saying we don't want police to participate in certain kinds of calls for service, we don't want as many police, all of which had real merit, but none of which was being done with any kind of specificity or deliberation.
In the wake of George Floyd's murder, the city council voted to divert part of its police budget to social and racial justice programs. But working officers began to leave faster than anticipated, down to just 64 in a short period of time. Many who left felt like the city turned on them. Do they tell you why?
They do.
What have they said to you?
The exit interviews have been pretty clear that it was about a lack of support in a political sense and a sense of saying that this is not how I want to serve anymore. I don't feel valued.
Okay, so what did that mean for Burlington? Now the city of 40,000 is down to, on a typical night, 5 police officers available. Listen.
With fewer officers, some routine patrols stopped altogether.
They're just not there.
Mark Bouchette and his family have owned this home goods store for 35 years. He says the police couldn't respond quickly to disturbances, prioritizing more serious calls. He and his staff felt their absence.
They said, we don't feel safe in the evenings.
In Burlington, Vermont.
It's all taken its toll on those who remain.
What is the morale right now at the Burlington Police Department?
It's in rough shape. I know that what has been expressed to me from officers and even my own frustrations about the job not being able to police as effectively as we once could.
Okay, there's this finally from NBC about how well it works to handle, have social workers handling crisis calls. Clip 9.
Realizing there was a problem this fall, the city council reversed course and voted to bring back more officers.
The resolution carries.
We're in a situation that I think nobody wanted us to get to.
In other words, there are some unintended consequences.
Oh, absolutely.
The department hired social workers to handle mental health calls and other community issues.
I will never betray my badge, my integrity.
Now, Chief John Murad is working to rebuild his ranks.
Okay, in other words, there are some unintended consequences. And by the way, it's not just in Burlington, Vermont. Burlington, Vermont, if you've ever been there, it's kind of a nice city. And it was always known as one of those cities that was supposed to be relatively safe. That's changed. And it changes everywhere. And the entire breakdown of authority has to do with the breakdown in consequences. You know, we've had this problem with the supply chain. Stuff can't arrive when it's supposed to. Well, we have a connection chain. We have a consequence chain where we have a huge problem, where people do stuff that is against the law, that is destructive, that is terrible for society, like painting graffiti everywhere, like basically taking over city parks for homeless encampments. The new census of homeless people says over 40,000 people. There are as many homeless people living in King County, Washington, the county Seattle is in, as many homeless people in King County as there are people in Burlington. It's close to 43,000, they say. And again, when everything breaks down, and you're doing stuff that is destructive for society, that is harmful to your neighbors, and there are no consequences to the people doing the destruction, then of course you're going to get more of it. The idea of getting together and stopping the terrorist threats to our children, for God's sake, one of the most emotional things for any parent, and I remember this very vividly with our own children years ago, when you first start sending them off to school, and it's not a nursery school, it's a real school, it's just kindergarten, say, and you're letting them go, and you're trusting this institution, they have to be worthy of our trust. And that has to do with all of the decisions made about public safety. We'll get to more of that. The latest on time running out on COVID boosters, says Dr. Gottlieb. We'll get to that. And Fauci's latest, more on the MedVet Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle-belling and everyone telling.
And on the Michael Medved show, that's one of the truly jolly Christmas songs that you hear all the time. Andy Williams made it a gigantic hit back in the 1970s. But there are other Christmas songs, and this is part of the commentary that I have that's going to be in our newsletter that's going out today. I believe you can still put your name in to get the newsletter. It's completely free. There is no obligation at all. And I do a commentary every week, and the commentary this time is about how do you explain America's enduring embrace of sad Christmas songs. And yeah, when you think of some of the most popular songs for Christmas every year, they are songs that have that edge of sadness. They're not, oh, woe is me, but for instance, that a great song, I'll Be Home for Christmas, You Can Plan on Me. And then later in the song, it's I'll Be Home for Christmas, But Only in My Dreams, which has been described as the saddest lyric ever written. And White Christmas itself is about longing and yearning. And the prelude to White Christmas, which most people have never heard, it's a couple of lines about being in the California sun, and he says, but it's December 24th, and I long to be up north. And it's yearning for something that is lost, that you want, that is magical. And you have the same thing in the Christmas song, in the song Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. There's the idea that let your heart be light and our troubles should be out of sight. And it's a reference to Troubles from a Judy Garland melodrama, Meet Me in St. Louis. In any event, so what's the solution? What's the secret of the tremendous popularity of these songs? You can read about that in our Medved newsletter, which again is free, coming out every Friday, and has the latest on our movie reviews and much more. Check it out at michaelmedved.com, and you just sign up, and as I've said several times, you pay nothing. Okay, speaking about paying nothing, the idea that we are suffering right now, if you want to blame this TikTok development on the COVID-19, on the pandemic or some treatment from the pandemic. I think it's tough to do that. Really, it's tough to say that this is a product of the pandemic. Now, look, I'm not saying that some of the problems in school today and the people being so unused to school that they do terrible things like call in threats that can have truly dire consequences. They may be, people may be more likely to do that because they've been away from school so long because schools have been locked down. But there's this entire complicated sense of the protection that people had tried to lay down for schools involving school resource officers working with police departments. That's been blocked in a number of major liberal cities because the sensibility of kids is supposed to be somehow offended when they see a police officer on campus. We can and should be able to do better than that and get across the idea that schools are not a dangerous place. They have to be the safest place in town. We entrust our kids to them. There's a Biden spokeswoman who's helping Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary. Her name is Karine Jean-Pierre. She's questioned at the White House yesterday by Peter Doocy of Fox News and wanted basically President Biden to reaffirm something that he has already affirmed several times, which he says he doesn't support defunding the police. But Peter Doocy, actually, I think, and rightly so, said we deserve more than that. Listen, this is clip six.
Question about crime recently. The mayor in San Francisco is now trying to add police funding because when she pulled it to reinvest in communities, crime went way up. So would President Biden, as the leader of the Democratic Party, advise Democratic mayors not to pull money from police budgets?
So I can say this. It is absolutely unacceptable when gun crimes are taking lives, when families don't feel safe going to the park or their local schools, when thieves feel impunity in stealing from retailers. So we applaud the mayor making sure that there is more police presence in the city to protect Americans. And so if you're a mayor, this is what we say to local leaders, if you're a mayor or a local leader, there is a crime problem in your community, we think you should step up and do something about it.
Okay, and that's basically a refusal to answer the question. Because the question, which was actually much more direct and focused, was the connection between crime. And she also seemed to say in her answer that blaming the victim, blaming the retailers who have been hit by these smash-and-grab crimes for somehow facilitating or allowing those crimes, which is ridiculous. There's also this questioning, which was pretty ferocious, by Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana, who was questioning a Biden judicial nominee named Ann Traum. And he asked the same question nine times in a row and never really got an answer. Listen, this is 11A.
Do you believe that a criminal act should be forgiven in the name of social justice?
Senator, I don't think that I could say with respect to any particular case or as a generality with respect to any category of cases.
Do you not have an opinion?
I don't have a view to share on how any particular kind of case should be handled.
Do you have a view on my question?
I do not have a viewpoint to share on how any particular case should be handled.
I didn't ask that. I can tell you don't want to share it. I got that part. Do you have a view? I don't understand why you won't answer my question. If you're confirmed, you're going to be a federal judge.
Okay, and that line of questioning culminated with this kind of a tough question from out of right field. But listen, 11B.
So I'm going to ask it again. Maybe it's me. Do you believe that we should forgive a criminal act in the name of social justice?
Senator, I share the view that we should be unbiased, but I also share the view that our criminal justice system and our process is very individualized. So what should happen in any particular case is a matter of the process and the very specific facts in that case.
Do you believe that a criminal act should be forgiven in the name of social justice?
So the outcome of any case is always highly individualized based on the process and the facts.
What's your favorite color?
Blue.
Thank you. I got one. I'm one for about 20. I can't vote for you. Not if you're not going to answer questions. I mean, that was embarrassing.
Good for Senator Kennedy, not only centering some of the issues, but doing a review right on the spot of her performance. By the way, what would be the right answer to that question? And the question again is, should a criminal act be forgiven in the name of social justice? And the right answer is, well, yes, our system is based on that, but in the name of social justice, you must first pay for your crime. And there must be consequences for your crime. And after you have done your time, after you have conformed to our laws and the consequences laid down in our laws, then forgiveness and a new life should be possible. Something like that. I mean, or basically, there shouldn't be forgiveness without remorse and restitution. How's that? My favorite color is green, by the way. We're going to be talking about the color of light and why it is that NASA is going to be spending a lot of money to try to find some very, very ancient light. Where? Well, not in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.